Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey everybody, this is Mark Lindheimer, and you're listening to Aging is Optional Radio. Here's the real mystery. How do adults like us, who maybe haven't taken the best care of ourselves throughout the years, but want to live long and healthy lives, how do we make changes to our lifestyle that will have a direct impact on our longevity so we can participate and enjoy our lives for much longer than we ever imagined? That's the burning question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Mark Lindheimer, and welcome to Aging is Optional Radio. Hello, everybody. About a week or so ago, Facebook was kind enough to let me know that I was celebrating my 12th Faceiversary. Yeah, right. You've probably gotten those too. I opened my Facebook account in early March 2007. It was the first social media platform I joined. I could have joined MySpace, but for some reason I picked Facebook. Maybe it was the creepy rumors about MySpace at the time. Who knew that 12 years later, Facebook would become creepy in its own right, but that's probably a topic for another time. It's hard to believe it's been that long when I think about it, but I could have sworn I've been on it longer. I kind of think of social media years like dog years. Where does the time go? If I want to find out where the time went, I usually can find out what happened on Facebook or more recently Twitter and Instagram. How long have you been on social media? What was the first social media platform you joined? Was it MySpace or Facebook or Instagram? How long have you been on social media? Have you ever thought about that? Where do you spend most of your time? Since back in 2007, I've actually enjoyed social media quite a bit and even learned a few things from it. I actually launched my first podcast in the summer of 2016. It's called the How Social Are You podcast. My goal was to ask the question, are we more or less social because of social media? Like most people, I got on Facebook because my family and friends from high school and college were on it. It was like a big high school cafeteria with even more people from outside my school mixed in. I wanted to keep in touch with them and share what was happening in my life with them. Is that why you joined social media? The more I use Facebook, the more I realized that I was getting sucked into it, and it was consuming way too much of my time. I have to admit, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or now Twitter, I have a tendency to spend more time than I probably should. I learned that it helps to have boundaries for social media use. Also, to have filters on the information I'm consuming on social media. All the major platforms give you the ability to block or mute topics or information you don't want to see. On Facebook, I have certain friends who I don't see their posts. I'm still friends with them, but I have unfollowed them for a variety of reasons. It could be political or just the energy they put out on the platform. I like my Facebook feed to be positive and uplifting, and for the most part, it is. Do you do the same? How do you deal with topics you aren't interested in or energy you don't want to receive? I use Twitter as more of an information source, even though I do follow some people on it who I'm friends with. I've created lists of people who I don't even follow, but I view them as subject matter experts on topics I'm interested in, like USC football or the Dodgers or the Kings or politics or healthy aging. I mainly use Instagram as a vision board of beautiful images and places I plan to visit, as well as inspirational quotes. Instagram is also the place where I'm able to follow my daughters, Molly and Riley, as well as my sister and my nieces and nephew there. Piper also has a page that I maintain for her, although I haven't really added much to it over the last few years, but I do tag her in every photo I post of her on my account, at mlindheimer. Instagram is really more of a place for millennials and Gen Z anyway. Are you on more than one social media platform? Do you have different uses for them like I do? The more I got involved with social media, and I'm a partner in a travel influencer account called Luxury World Traveler, the more I started to realize that people were becoming more connected to their phones than they were to the people around them. And I was guilty of it too. A few years ago, my wife was working in a restaurant in Santa Monica near the pier and the 3rd Street Promenade, and she used to comment that she'd walk up to many of her tables to greet them and would have to wait for them to look up because they were so busy taking the right selfie or scrolling through Instagram or messaging someone that wasn't even there. They were at dinner with people, but they weren't there at dinner with the people they were with. Do you know what I mean? Have you ever experienced this? It was really about that time that I decided to launch the How Social Are You podcast. It was because of what I was experiencing personally and what I was seeing around me. I wanted to bring some value to my audience, just like I do now with Aging is Optional Radio. I thought it might be interesting to share the How Social Are You podcast with you as well. Maybe you'll receive some value from it. So here's the first episode. Hey, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to the How Social Are You podcast. This is Mark Lindheimer, and you are listening to episode number one. Today, we're going to introduce you to the podcast, share a little bit about me, and more importantly, what I hope to accomplish with this podcast. So let's get started. So what do I want to discuss on this podcast? Well, I'd really like to interview people about, you know, what's going on in social media, who's using it, and how, and what are the trends in social media? But a lot of podcasts are probably talking about that. More importantly, I want to talk about how social media is affecting us as social beings and society as a whole, and what part is it playing in our culture? A little bit about me. I live in Los Angeles, and I'm a native Southern Californian. I'm a husband and a father of three beautiful girls. I'm also a partner in an Instagram-based marketing company called Luxury World Traveler. We have millions of loyal travel-obsessed followers, and we were recently recognized by Forbes.com as one of the top 10 most influential profiles to follow, so I've had some experience with social media. I'm also a baby boomer, and so I've experienced the amazing trajectory of personal technology has taken over the last 20 years or so. And from the PC to the cell phone to message boards to Facebook and the rapid advances in social media from there, the things and products and technologies that we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. I've personally used almost every social media application except for MySpace, and I currently have active accounts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. I'll admit I've found these social media applications to be useful, pretty entertaining, frustrating and absorbing, sometimes all at the same time. I've also noticed that as social media has become more and more prevalent, it appears that people are interacting at the human level less and less. Maybe you've noticed this. I've been wondering lately, what's the impact social media is having on us as social beings? I hope to explore many of these topics on the podcast. I want to interview a variety of people on how they're currently using social media, their observations about social media's impact on our culture, and if they have experienced any personal challenges as a result, any recommendations or strategies they might have in order to, you know, gain some value from social media without allowing it to take over their lives. So that's the podcast in a nutshell. I hope you find it entertaining, that it helps you take a look at how you're using social media, and how it's impacting you as a social being, and that you learn something that you can implement into your own life. I want to thank you again for listening. You can find the podcast on Stitcher, Speaker, and Google Play, with iTunes coming soon. If you have any questions or comments, or you want to contact me, you can reach me on Twitter or Instagram at mlindheimer. That's M-L-I-N-D-H-E-I-M-E-R, or you can email me at howsocialareyoupodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, thanks everybody. I hope you enjoyed that episode and you'll subscribe to it. There are 19 episodes currently on different topics with interviews that you might find interesting. I plan on doing more episodes as well. I also wanted to share a few statistics with you from this article I found called 12 Outstanding Statistics on Baby Boomers and Social Media. I've also linked the article from Medium here in the show notes. Did you know that 82.3% of baby boomers belong on at least one social media site? Baby boomers spend 27 hours per week online, on average, which is 2 hours more per week than those who are between 16 and 34 years old. Also, baby boomers are less likely to use other social media platforms like Twitter and Instagram. Baby boomers take action based on what they see on social media, and most of the time it's focused on finding more information. This one's kind of funny. Videos that are slower paced and have a great deal of information are more likely to appeal to baby boomers than faster paced videos with too many visuals. Do you fall into some of these statistical categories? What do you plan to do with this information? I'd love to hear what you think. You can check out more information in the article linked above. I also wanted to share an episode of an Amazon Prime original show called Black Mirror. The episode is called Nosedive, and you may or may not be familiar with it. I linked the IMDb here. Here's the Nosedive episode description. A woman who lives in a world where most people are completely overwhelmed by the madness of being popular and important in social media ratings earns an invitation from her best childhood friend to her marriage, but certain unexpected occasions try to stop her from reaching her destiny. Had she been able to attend the wedding? What might have happened? There's also a game and an app called Black Mirror Nosedive, where you can play against your friends for social media score superiority. Seriously, this type of social media rating is already starting to be implemented in other parts of the world like China. I view this episode and game as a really cautionary tale. What are your thoughts? Have you noticed this in your life? You can find the podcast on iTunes. And I'd really appreciate it if you'd subscribe and give it a rating. I love receiving your comments. You can also find it on Google Play Store, on TuneIn, on Stitcher, Pocket Cast, CastBox, and Pippa. And I'll be adding more channels in the future, including YouTube. If you like what you hear, please be sure to share the podcast with your friends and on social media. You can also reach me directly at mark@agingisoptionalradio.com if you have any questions or want to suggest any topics. Until next time, thanks everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Please remember to subscribe on iTunes or wherever you can find us. Give us a rating. We'd love to read your feedback. Would you like to receive the ultimate anti-aging checklist and 5-minute guide to anti-aging for free? If so, go register at agingisoptionalradio.com. Until next time, thanks everybody.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.